Are we going on radio? Can I have a shout out?
Some people buy toys, like I bought this toy and you bring it to school, showing it off, and it's quite a new toy, but people think it's babyish, so everyone like laugh at you and makes fun of you, and you like feel really bad, and like you try to say, nah, that's babyish too.
Well, like if somebody comes to school and like teases you about getting this new toy or new shoes or clothes, sometimes you feel really bad, and then you feel really jealous. So then you go and be a bully to people, and then you end up being like called names, and then you just feel even worse about yourself.
Well, my parents don't actually have all that much money, and they can't buy lots of new stuff like phones and all that stuff. And sometimes we ask for something, and my parents, they can only just afford to get it. Sometimes they can't even afford to buy us new clothes or new shoes. Like these shoes, these used to belong to my grandma. If they say they're going to buy us something and then they take ages to do it. One time my little brother complained because Mum said she was going to get him a Bakugan toy and it took her ages to do it. She got really frustrated and angry.
You can get the parents, like, they do get really stressed out because if you don't just keep moaning, they get really stressed out because they can't, like, they feel really bad that they can't get you what you want and stuff, and they just feel really bad, and then they, like, do silly stuff and, like, spend money that they shouldn't have, and then they end up with, like, absolutely no money at all.
I've heard some adults that they got stuff for the kids, but instead of using the credit card, they use loan sharks, and they end up paying more.
Well, we don't get that much money. We're moderate, but we're spending all of it practically on food, which is the important thing, and sometimes clothes, but on our bigger sister, and she goes to high school, so we spend heaps of money on her fill or all the uniform and all that, and then she wants to join all these groups, and it's costing heaps a term, and we can't afford it.
My parents, most of the time, they don't even have enough money to get us pocket money, and sometimes they don't even have enough to buy like lots of food and stuff. Mm-hmm. And one time when I was younger, we planned on having something for tea, but then we couldn't get it, so we ended up only having not much.
My mum's not rich, and she's not poor. She's, in between. And there's not once I know how I haven't gone out without tea, lunch, or breakfast, And in her heart, she knows that if she doesn't get enough food for us, and she knows that one of us will miss out, then she will actually make herself, miss out.
Our family is, not rich and we're not poor, but we still don't have enough money. They're making things more expensive, and the rich people go, "Huh, that's not that bad." But the poorer people go, "We can't afford it,"
Do you know, when drunk and your juice, that how much you get paid, you get more, a wee bit more in taxes? Well, that's only working out for the rich.
Yeah.
Like, they get, some families only get $4.50. Some rich people get over $20, some even $40.
And then what's happening with our money?
It's gone to the government and the rich people.
And they're using it to buy stuff they don't need.
I think money is the worst invention in the history of the world because it causes pretty much all the problems we have in the world today.
You've been listening to Kids Talking About Poverty produced by the Green Party as part of our 2011 Child Poverty Priority. Special thanks to the children who were interviewed for this podcast: Slayer, Master Nighthawk, Dragon, Richie McCaw, Amber, Bill and Bob. As you can tell, they were delighted to be able to choose their own pseudonyms. The beautiful track in the background is Children by Tommy, supplied courtesy of Loop. See loop.co.nz for more details. This podcast is authorised by Materia Ture, Parliament Buildings, Wellington. Thanks for listening.